Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I have a bunch of audio still to get to this afternoon that I haven't even touched. We'll have audio cut of the day at the end of the hour. Trump was weaving this morning. He had a cabinet meeting, and it lasted for a while. I mean, every time I would go into the room with the television at my home when I was doing things this morning, getting ready for the show, he would still be on there answering questions. He went on and on. Obviously, there were several questions that were asked of the president about the situation with the Venezuelan hit, the strike. Here's what he said about that second strike question that was getting some attention. And, of course, the Washington Post reported that this was somewhat illegal. And then the New York Times came out with a story saying, we found information that doesn't match with your reporting. So here's what the president said earlier.
Somebody asked me a question about the second strike. I didn't know about the second strike. I didn't know anything about people. I wasn't involved in it. I knew they took out a boat. But I would say this, they had a strike. I hear the gentleman that was in charge of that is extraordinary. He's an extraordinary person. I'll let Pete speak about him. But Pete was satisfied. Pete didn't know about a second attack having to do with two people. I can say this, I want those boats taken out. And if we have to, we'll attack on land also, just like we attack on sea.
One of the questions that also came up, and he addressed this over the weekend, he referred to Tim Walz as retarded last week. There were some people that did not like that very much. So he was asked about the Minnesota governor.
No, I think that Walz is a grossly incompetent man. There's something wrong with him, okay? There's something wrong with him. And when you look at what he's done with Somalia, which is barely a country, you know, they have no anything. They just run around killing each other. There's no structure.
David Strom is back with us, associate editor at hotair.com. He's up there in the Minneapolis area. He knows a lot about Tim Walz and the Somalians, so we thought he'd be a good correspondent for us this afternoon. David, how are you? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I did have a great Thanksgiving, and I'm going to have another one because my wife was out of town, and so and our anniversary occurred on the 30th, and so we're going to have a big celebration when she gets back.
Happy anniversary. Usually I sing the Flintstones anniversary song, but I'll spare you that this afternoon. But congratulations.
So 29 years.
Yeah, that's amazing. That is. Next year is a big one. You better have something big planned for next year for sure, right?
Of course I do. Yeah. I'm a man.
Yes. You know, yeah, we plan ahead.
I'll remember
don't we?
The day after.
Of course. Well, let's talk about this Somalia stuff, because obviously this has been something that's been happening for a while. It has been covered by some other outlets. I had Liz Collin on yesterday talking about this, but finally this is getting a little national attention, kind of for all the wrong reasons. But this scandal and the billions of dollars that have been stolen from the taxpayers is amazing. I mean, there's a lot of things that I cover that you write about that really are jaw-dropping. This is pretty jaw-dropping.
Yes, and there really is nothing new about this. It's so funny to see how the national media are talking about this as if, you know, some great secret has been uncovered. But I've got a friend who has been writing about this and precursor scandals having to do with the Somali community. There was a huge daycare scandal that was hundreds of millions of dollars. And that goes back to 2018, 2019. Pretty much as soon as Tim Walz got in there, the coffers were open. And generally, if you look at the structure, you know, he called it, ironically enough, organized crime. And that is absolutely correct. But the original organizers were DFL Party. DFL is the Democratic Party in Minnesota. They created this structure under which all this has taken place. I mean, they're in the Twin Cities now. The Somalis are arguably the dominant group in the Democratic Party because basically it's a clan. So, you know, it's just this massive money flow from the state to the, you know, largely the Somali community. Some of it gets recycled back into the Democratic Party. And I know people have been trying to get attention over this for years.
Yeah, let me offer an example, because you put this in one of your columns at Hot Air. I thought this was interesting. When I had Liz on yesterday, she mentioned the reporting by County Highway, which is a news outlet out there. So County Highway tweets out to Christopher Rufo, who's been, you know, doing a lot of work on this. Sorry, but we beat you by a week on this story with deeper and more accurate reporting. Learning to give credit to others when it is due will only enhance your credibility. So this Bill Glahn guy, and I don't know him.
Yeah.
But he says, you're going to have to explain that. He says, hey, I beat your outlet on this story by almost 4 years. Where's my credit, right? Because to your point, this story's been out there for a while. It's just not taken and gotten legs nationally. I mean, David, it's not as if the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party came from Minnesota and reporters were able to look into his past and, you know, look at some things that might be happening in Minnesota. It's not like that happened or anything, right?
Well, I mean, that's what makes, you know, I have a theory about why this is all suddenly a national news story. There's a hit out on Tim Walz from someone else in the Democratic Party who wants to make sure that he doesn't climb the ladder. I mean, he's going to, you know, he certainly hinted he wants to get into the presidential race. All this was known. A lot of this is opposition. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a true Steele dossier. You know, Democratic Party put together an Oppo research thing. Basically, coming from the U.S. attorney who has been methodically prosecuting cases going well back. And so it was all during and before the time that Tim Walz was put out there, and using people like Bill Glahn. There's actually a journal that is tied to the Somali community, but a different clan than the one that's doing all this. They've been doing research on this, and even a liberal outlet called The Reformer has been trying to warn the Democratic Party about this and very frustrated because nobody was paying attention. I mean, the news media didn't drop the ball on this. They helped cover it up.
Yeah. Well, and then let's kind of bring ourselves into another, you know, episode of Media Malpractice 101, as we have the Washington Post out with a story about Pete Hegseth being an evil guy who's ordering the murder of drug boat survivors. You know, the boat gets blown up, but there's a couple of guys that are hanging over the, you know, the bow, and Hegseth's the guy that says, take him out, kill him. Well, then the New York Times, of all sources, David, had to correct the Washington Post reporting on that, which is another fascinating part of this story. Pete addressed this today, said no apologies.
We've only just begun striking narco boats and putting narco terrorists at the bottom of the ocean because they've been poisoning the American people. We've had a bit of a pause because it's hard to find boats to strike right now, which is the entire point right? Deterrence has to matter, not arrest and hand over and then do it again.
So they keep falling for this, and I keep seeing friends on Facebook. I did not really talk about this story yesterday. I felt in my gut that I wanted to know. You know what I wanted to know? The truth. Wouldn't that be nice just to kind of know the truth here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I had exactly the same reaction as you. There were all these, I called them barracks lawyers out there who were arguing about, you know, whether if the facts, you know, they just assumed the facts that the Washington Post put out there were correct, you know, whether it was a violation of international law or not. But I just looked at this and say, well, I actually don't believe this story. I don't discount that there were two missiles fired, but I don't believe that, you know, anybody in this whole chain of command from Hegseth on down said, oh, well, there's a guy out there who's alive. Let's kill him.
Yeah.
Molly Hemingway
had an interesting reaction because she said it's not surprising that the Washington Post, which originated the Russian collusion hoax, the Kavanaugh hoax, and the first Trump impeachment hoax, would run another false info op. But it is a bit surprising that the New York Times isn't going along with it in their normal manner. That's what makes this story kind of interesting in the aftermath. And as you pointed out in your column, I'm like, how many times do you have to fall for this stuff where they're feeding you information that is just blatantly not true? And we run with that narrative, and then when the corrections come out, let's face it, most people on Facebook that were taking time to post about how evil Pete Hegseth was and that these are war crimes. And then there's this, too. This is you included a tweet from a guy who said, look, on a routine basis, AC-130 gunships and Apache helicopters would routinely use infrared optics to target groups of Taliban in the mountains. The cannons would devastate the groups from a distance. After the first hits, the Taliban would scatter. I think we've seen images of this. And then you fire again. Right?
Yep. Yeah, well, they still present, a danger. If you go back and you look at the drone strikes under Obama and Bush, Obama, dropped something like, 50 or 80,000 bombs from drones. Not a single one of those targets was a clear and present danger to any Americans at that moment. You know, they were taking out terrorists.
That's right. And
that's perfectly legal as long as you follow legal procedures. They were determined to be part of these terrorist organizations who, they present as a systemic threat and in some cases an existential threat to Americans. And, the reason why you can do it like that is they're non-state actors who aren't following the rules. Just as, if soldiers are firing out of a hospital, the rule that you can't hit a hospital, fire back goes away because, they've broken the rules. It's the only way that you could deal with them. And so that's one of the frustrating things about the barracks lawyers is that they, they make blanket statements about things, knowing absolutely nothing about either the legal or the tactical considerations.
David Strom from HotAir.com is here. One more story I want to touch on. I did not talk about this yesterday. I'm glad that you wrote about it. This is quite something. So we know that this comedian Graham Linehan was arrested in September at Heathrow Airport because of a social media post about trans people. I covered that at the time. And, there were all kinds of folks like Riley Gaines and J.K. Rowling that got involved in that. A little undercovered right now, but there was a guy that was arrested in the UK because he took a picture of himself, David, here in the U.S. with a gun. He posted it on social media and he was arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Because it was threatening to people who disagreed with him. I mean, he was literally on vacation in Florida. A friend, took him out. Hey, you want to try a shotgun? And, it's like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
And he posted a picture of it. And out of that, they blew it all up. There were months of investigations. But there's another story I'm publishing later today where a woman in Great Britain was beaten up by her boyfriend. And while she was in the hospital, she was texting to her friend and she used, an anti-gay slur that begins with F.
Okay.
In a private text exchange, her friend showed it to the police. She got arrested. She got convicted for a hate crime and is serving out some community service sentence because she was ranting and raving about a guy who put her in the hospital.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. That really is.
Yeah. Go to the Daily Mail or read me later tonight.
So why would the friend, I mean, quite a friend who shows that to police?
Yes. Well, my first thought was, this is East Germany,
yes.
The lives of
yes.
others.
Thank you. You're the second guest in 2 weeks that's mentioned that brilliant movie, by the way, The Lives of Others. Mark Judge was the other one. It's a great movie. Watch that because it is. It's like the Stasi, right?
Oh, it's exactly the Stasi. Everyone is worried about getting into trouble, so everybody's spying on everybody else. And that's where the UK is today. But then you put on top of that you've got this intersectional ladder. I mean, someone from Pakistan can rape an English girl and get away with it. But if you, say something nasty about that guy, you can go to jail.
It is, it's jarring. I've covered a lot of this, and I know you've got a column about the still horrifications of COVID, but it's amazing to me over the last few years, some of the stories that I've covered out of New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom, where the policing that they do and they crack down on the social media is horrifying to me. Those are the countries that I thought would be a little bit more free, but it does make you, I mean, some of this nonsense, look, we know that there's people in this country that would approve of, throwing someone in jail. Right. But wow, that's quite something. I look forward to that column coming out on hotair.com. David, always great to have you on. I appreciate it. And you enjoy that second Thanksgiving with your lovely wife.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.